首先感謝神啦，可以俾我有呢個機會咧，同大家即係分享一下我兩個小朋友嘅一啲情況啦。咁先即係簡單講一講我個細仔啊樂橋啦，佢最近點樣先？咁佢即係有啲弟兄姊妹都知道佢出世嘅時候咧就有唇腭裂嘅，咁就好嚴重嘅。咁就澳門呢邊咧就即係好感恩啦。咁澳門呢邊咧就將佢轉介咗去香港去做手術嘅。
Okay, I'm very glad that I can have this opportunity to share with you about what the Lord's been doing with amongst my family and amongst my two sons. First, I'd like to share about my youngest son, Jasper, because when he was born, the doctors told us that his sonol didn't go on. His lips, cleft palate, that, so...
咁咁佢之前咧四月嘅時候就已經做咗第一次嘅手術，咁嚟緊十二月咧，十二月頭咧又會做第二次手術。
So in April, Jasper was had his first operation, and he will have his second operation in December.
係啦，咁佢咧而家咧佢因為咧唇腭裂嘅小朋友咧，其實咧係好容易咧就會有中耳積水影響聽力嘅。
Because kids with his condition are easily get the
中耳積水點講？
Like they have hearing problems.
係啦，咁係啦，咁所以咧佢咁就最近一次嘅聽力測試咧，就係真係咧佢就有積水，而且咧嗰個聽力咧亦都係個程度咧係一個中度聽障嘅一個程度嚟嘅。
So we, the doctor examined him, and he told us that Jasper has his hearing is at mild level.
Yeah, 差唔多。
Yes.
係啦，咁所以咧，佢其實而家嗰聽嘢咧，我哋係要好大聲，即係好似我哋即使我抱住佢咧，都要好似咁樣咁大聲咧，佢先至會聽得到嘅。
So now when So now when we talk to Jasper, I usually have to speak very loudly.Like what I am doing right now, even when I am holding him, so only then can he hear us.
係啦，咁咁十二月咧會做手術嘅時候咧，醫生咧會同時再做多一個即係耳仔嘅手術，令到佢個聽力咧，希望咧係可以係改善嘅。
So his surgery in December, Dr. will not only operate on his lips, but also on his ears. So.As to hopefully improve his hearing.
係啦，咁所以就即係最近咧，佢嘅情況就大致上係咁啦。咁佢食嘢啊、瞓覺啊都非常之好啦，都好健康而家。
So that's pretty much it for what's been going on with Jasper. And thankfully, his he sleeps well and he eats well.
好，咁呢個就係佢最近情況啦。咁我其實好感恩咧，就係咧即係一直。照顧呢個小朋友，佢已經出世，而家八個月大啦，咁樣咯。咁喺當中咧，其實咧經歷咗好多即係神嘅，即係經歷咗好多咯，喺當中係。
Jasper is now 8 months old, and I'm very thankful that the Lord's been leading us through all this time, and we've been through a lot, and praise the Lord.
係啦，咁第一樣好感恩嘅咧，就係咧即係有咁多弟兄姊妹咧為我。屋企代禱啦，同埋咧支持我哋啦，呢個咧真係好感謝神嘅。
First, I'd like to thank everyone who's been praying for our family, for our children, and also thank God that you've all been praying for us.
嗯，係啦，咁第二樣咧就係咧好感恩咧樂橋咧佢咧係一個其實係一個好非常容易湊同埋非常乖嘅小朋友嚟嘅。
Another thing that I'm thankful for is that Jasper is a very, very good kid, and it's very easy to take care of him.
只不過咧，係因為佢個呢個先天呢個缺陷嘅問題咧，令到係需要花更多時間同埋心機嘅啫。但係咧，整體上咧，譬如氹瞓覺啊、抱啊呢啲咧，佢唔扭抱喎，亦都唔扭我哋要抱住瞓覺啊、行住瞓覺，唔使喎，放低佢咧，佢就自己玩玩下就會瞓著咗啦。
Jasper is a very good kid. It's very easy to take care of him. You don't have to hold him so he could sleep. You just lay him down and he falls asleep. So it's very nice. And it's just that he has some problems. But everything else is very good. So I thank God for that.
係啊， 咁所以呢個咧就係好感恩啦，上帝俾咗一個咁可愛嘅一個BB 啦，咁另外咧亦都好感恩咧，就係咧喺呢段時間呢八個月嘅時間裏面咧，其實上帝咧派咗好多小天使喺我哋附近嘅喎，係啦。
I'm very thankful to have this kid that the Lord's given me, and I'm also very thankful that the Lord, over the past 8 months, He's been showing us a lot of grace, and He's been providing us with a lot of people who support us and praying for us.
例如咧就係咧，譬如咧佢咧因為佢個呢個問題咧，所以佢咧食奶咧個奶嘴咧係特別奶嘴，係一啲唔係普通嘅，係長形嘅奶嘴嚟嘅。咁澳門咧。就好難去揾得到，咁我就揾咗好多鋪頭先揾到一個。
Because of his condition, he needs a special bottle to eat his milk, and it's that kind of bottle is very difficult to find in Macau, and I've had a lot of trouble finding one.
係啦，咁但係一個就唔夠佢食噶嘛，咁一次食完，一日都係食幾次啊？咁我點算咧？咦，咁啊咁啱，我哋好需要嗰啲奶嘴嘅時候咧，咁我太太啊 Christine 咧，佢有個朋友咧咁啱就去香港喎，佢咧又可以幫我哋喺香港咧帶即係買幾個翻嚟俾我哋喎。
However, thankfully, that just when we needed those bottles the most, a friend of my wife's, went to Hong Kong and helped us acquire a bunch of bottles so that our kid can eat milk properly.
係啦，咁跟住咧，佢大個仔五個月咁滯嘅時候咧，佢咧食嘅奶量又多噶嘛，咁咧以前嗰個奶樽咧又個太細啦，咁啊，所以我哋需要大啲嘅奶樽，但係咧澳門又冇喎，咁我哋咧揾咗好多資料咧，喺台灣就有啦，即係因為佢個令嗰個咧其實同普通奶嘴唔同，奶樽唔同嘅，咁啊台灣有喎，咁我哋又冇理由飛過台灣㗎。
As Jasper grew older, he needed to use a different bottle. And again, we can get this bottle in Macau. And however, thankfully, through some research, we found out that we could get these bottles in Taiwan. However, we can just fly over to Taiwan and get them.
係啦，咁喺嗰段時間咧，咁啱我又有個朋友咧，佢又要喺台灣翻嚟喎，即係過嚟澳門喎。咦，咁我又可以揾佢，又幫我帶幾個翻嚟。哇，即係當即係嗰啲個時間咧，係非常之。
And again, a friend of mine this time was in Taiwan, and he helped us acquire those bottles. And a lot of situations like this, God's been providing for us, and I've been very thankful that so many people have been supporting us.
係啦，咁即係有好多好多嘅小天使啊，譬如喺香港有楊華欣牧師啊，亦都幫我啦。咁跟住佢亦都介紹咗香港嘅吐唇協會嘅一啲同工俾我哋認識啦。咁仲有好多好多人咧喺身邊咧都幫我哋喎。
And also, Pastor Yuen from Hong Kong also has helped us a lot. He's also introduced us to a group of people in association who specializes in my son's condition, and they've helped us a lot as well.
係啊，所以咧，我係其實好感恩喺一直裏面咧，其實咧，上帝咧係帶領住我好多好多咯。咁跟住另外咧，有一個我一定要分享呢樣嘢嘅就係咧，喺佢做第一次手術嘅時候咧，其實醫生咧佢有講話佢需要個體重咧係需要去到6kg， 佢先可以去做手術嘅。咁喺第一次手術之前兩個禮拜咁上下咧，翻香港復診咧，佢其實咧仲係得5.幾咁，即係仲未夠磅嘅。咁所以我哋又一直都好擔心，哎呀唔夠磅點算？唔夠磅點算咧？咁樣。
There are a lot of things that I am very thankful about, but there's one thing that I have to tell you is that before my son had his first surgery, the doctor told us that he had to be at least 6 kgs for the doctors to operate on him. However, at that time, he's only 5 point something, and therefore. 跟住我唔記得咗你講咩。
咁我哋好擔心佢唔夠。
Oh, so we were very worried.
係啦，咁跟住咧就今次好感恩啦。一到咗手術嗰一日咧，咁佢臨入去手術室之前咧，個姑娘咧即係護士嘅，咁就再磅一磅佢啦，一磅啱啱好6kg，冇多冇少。
However, very thankfully, when we brought him to the operating table, The doctors weighed him, the nurse weighed Jasper, and he was 6 kgs.
係啊，咁所以我當時我睇到個磅哥顯示出嚟6kg，哇，好感謝，即係突然間，哇，真係好感謝神可以啱啱好達標咁樣咯。
So as I looked at the number, I was very thankful that it was just right.
咁佢經過第一次手術之後咧，佢咧就開始食奶咧，其實改善好多。即係佢做手術之前咧，食奶咧係好，即係唔係咁好啊食得。佢需要靠一個如果之前弟兄姊妹有見過咧，佢會係帶住一個托之類咧，咁樣要靠個托嚟到去食嘅。咁亦都食得唔好，好多時候都係要我哋自己去擠俾佢嘅。
嗯。After Jasper has his first surgery, he greatly improved when he drank milk, and it helped him a lot. Because before he had the surgery, he had to wear this special thing to hold up his lips so that he could drink milk properly, and it was very troublesome.
嗯，系啦。咁經過咗嗰次手術之後，佢就食奶好好啦，咁就可以食得好多啦。咁佢而家咧仲好經常都笑噶，即係佢好中意我哋望住佢，我哋一望佢咧，佢就會笑，好開心咁笑。
And after the surgery, he could drink milk a lot better and a lot easier. And also, Jasper really likes us to look at him in the eyes, and he would smile. So we like to hold him and look at him, and he would like, yeah.
係啊，所以咧，我哋好即係好感恩啦。上帝咧俾咗我同阿Christine咧有一個咁可愛嘅 BB 啦。
So I'm very thankful that me and my wife we could have God can given us such a nice, such a beautiful child.
嗯，係啊。咁佢嘅生命裏面咧出世咧有雖然有一個缺陷，但係咧我哋咧可以咧用愛咧去彌補呢個缺陷嘅。
Even though when he was born he had some problems, but we can use God has given us love to change these circumstances.
嗯，系啦，咁特别希望咧可以咧佢从 B B 开始就可以咧去经历神，经历上帝嘅爱，为将来咧可以为神咧作见证嘅。
So our hope is that he could from a young age could know God and know the word of God and can grow up into be a man of God and to be a witness of God.
我想分享一段经文就是在哥林多前书十章十三节的，他呢说什么呢，就是说你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能承受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
I would like to share with you a scripture, a verse from First Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13. 等一陣，不是，十章十三節。First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
Okay, 係啦，咁就係好似經文所講啦，即係喺我哋生命裏面咧，一定咧會遇到好多一啲即係自己咧會覺得好即係唔如意嘅唔好嘅事嘅。但係咧，其實咧喺另外一面咧，其實咧上即係神咧，佢咧絕對唔會咧俾我哋發生喺我哋身上嘅事咧係我哋承受唔到嘅。
So like the scripture just said that. We will all face circumstances that are difficult, that are unpleasant, but God is faithful. He will not allow us to go through these circumstances without enough grace. And so no matter what, God will always help us get through.
是的，我記得即我有聽過一個比喻，就是那些刺繡，即那些繡花那些，那些很漂亮的。那即繡出來呢，哇，有花，又可能有雀仔，哇，很漂亮，很漂亮的。咁但係原來咧喺同時間咧，當你如果反轉將個刺繡反轉嚟睇嘅時候咧，其實後邊咧係好亂嘅啲線啊，好雜亂啊，即係有線頭線尾啊，打曬棘啊咁樣嘅。
So far. Sometimes when like usually when we see a very nice piece of knitting art piece, it's very beautiful up front, but however when we turn it around, we can see all the knitting and all the strings and all that.It's very messy.
好混亂咁樣嘅，係啦。咁所以其實同一件事嚟啫，只不過你係喺前面睇定喺後面睇，即係前面睇就好靚好靚，後面睇咧原來咧係即係我哋根本唔中意嘅。
Yeah. So when we look at it from the front, we can see it's very beautiful. But if we look at it from the back, we can see it's very messy, and we might not like it. But it's the same thing.
系啦，所以咧，我咧都鼓励弟兄姊妹咧，要记得记得咧，就系咧，神咧，佢一直咧都系喺度嘅，一直咧系同我哋去同在嘅。
So I would like to encourage you all that God is always with us, and He would always encourage us.
因为喺神里面咧系冇难成的事。
Because in God there is nothing impossible with God.
OK， 好，多谢大家。
Thank you.
之后系。
唔该晒，好好耐冇同大家去分享神喺我生命里面做嘅事情，识我嘅人都知道一讲嘢就咁咧。首先咧，我都系好感谢神啦，俾我可以喺呢度有机会去分享。
It's been a long time since I shared it in front of all of you, and for those of you who know me, I tend to cry, and yeah, so I'm very happy to share this morning, and I have some yeah.
咁我都感謝神俾我有一對兒女啦，其實真係好好開心嘅。
I'm very thankful that God's given me such beautiful children, a boy and a girl, and I'm very happy.
其實因為我有呢對兒女，其實唔係一件好容易嘅事情咯。
And it hasn't been easy for me to have these children.
因為其實我出世嘅時候已經係有心穿窿嘅。
Because when I was born, I had a heart.
所以当有第一个小朋友的时候，医生其实都很紧张，即是怀孕的过程，其实我在山顶那里去看那个产前的保健。
So when I had my first child, the doctors were very worried and, of my kid, and I had to go to Gamwu to, to go to Sandan to get the, insurance for before I have my baby.
系啦，咁喺做第一次心嗰、那个扫描嘅时候，医生建议我生完呢个 BB 就要做心嘅手术。
When I had my first checkup, the doctors told me that after I had my child, I would have to take her to examine her heart.
但系咧，我同医生讲话，我想生到一个 BB 先至做呢个手术。
But I told the doctor that I actually plan on having another kid before I actually have this examination.
So the second baby's birth is really strange, I think.
So us having our second child has been a very amazing experience.
So actually, having the second baby, I haven't heard about pregnancy.產後出血呢樣嘢，其實可能我見識太少，聽得太少呢樣嘢。
Before I had my second child, I have not heard of 產後出血。
生咗 BB 之後流血。
Bleeding after having the kid, I've not heard of this before.
所以當我係做手術開刀生 BB 嘅，跟住出咗院翻屋企五日，出咗院翻屋企第四日，跟住嗰晚突然間流好多血。
4 days after I had my kid, I was at home, and that night suddenly I was bleeding a lot.
咁我就打電話俾篇牧師啦，因為好多時都係嘅。
So I called Pastor Pete.
係啦，跟住咧，篇牧師就同我講，如果再流血，就叫我去醫院啦。
So Pastor Pete told me that if I bled again, I had to go to the hospital.
但係啲血一路都未停過咯。
But the bleeding didn't stop.
所以跟住我就同 Pastor 講，我想而家去醫院。
So I told Pastor Pete that I wanted to go to the hospital now.
咁跟住我係諗住自己去，咁啊健身喺屋企照顧兩個小朋友啦。
So I planned on going alone, and健身 would take care of the two kids by himself.
咁啊，篇牧師同 Cass 師母就好好啦，佢又車我去啦。
And Pastor Pete and Cass were very nice, and they took me to the hospital.
然後跟住我都冇諗過要留院嘅喎。
And I didn't imagine that I would have to be hospitalized.
跟住醫生同我叫我逐同我講叫我留院，我突然間愕咗咯。
And when the doctors told me that I had to stay in the hospital, I was shocked.
跟住後屘就阿 Cass 師母就翻去接阿健身嚟，跟住阿牧師車健身嚟 ，Cass 師母幫我睇住仲恩，咁跟住我就帶小朋友入一齊入院咯。
So Pastor Pete went home and brought 健身 to the hospital, and Cass took 仲恩 home.
仲恩。
仲恩。
係。
Took our kids home.
因為佢食人奶啦，咁所以我要帶佢入院照顧佢啦。
And I brought John Hin with me to the hospital.
咁我喺醫院就逗留咗兩個星期。
And I was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
在这两个星期里面呢，我就经历了很多心情的，除了身体上面的痛啊，各方面在心理上面都经历了很多不同的事情啦。
Apart from the physical pain and all that I went through in my time in the hospital, I also went through a great emotional journey while I was there.
在留院住到第四日那晚。
In my fourth day in the hospital,
我同神祈祷。
I was praying to God.
我说我想快点出院，我不想留在医院。
I told God that I wanted to go home. I didn't want to stay in the hospital.
因为在那四日里面，医生什么都没有做，只是流血就帮我止血，流血就止血。
Because for the past 4 days, the doctors weren't really doing anything. It was just, and I bled, they stopped the bleeding and just that.
跟住嗰晚突然间就流好多血。
And that night, suddenly I was bleeding a lot.
跟住医生就即刻帮我做第一个手术。
So the doctors took me in, I had my first surgery.
做手术就系帮我清晒子宫里面嗰啲淤血啦。
So it was to take out all the 淤血 the not good blood from the uterus, right?
跟住之后咧，过咗第二日，医生话会拆纱布，跟住又冇拆，跟住又要等多两日先拆纱布。
So after 2 days, the doctor said that I could take my bandage out, but that didn't happen.
跟住过咗两日拆纱布嘅时候，就有四个产科嘅医生同埋一个血管科嘅医生。
So after I had my bandage removed, five doctors came to me.
跟住好似佢哋好紧张咁样咯。
And they were all very worried, it seemed.
跟住掹咗纱布之后冇流血。
However, when I took my bandage, when they took my bandage off, there was no bleeding.
两个钟头之后。
And after 2 hours.
又再流好多血。
I was bleeding a lot again.
跟住又做第二个手术。
So I had my second surgery.
就系帮我塞咗两条血管。
So they blocked the two blood vessels.
令佢唔好再流咁多血出嚟。
So the bleeding wouldn't be as severe.
喺做第一个手术嘅时候咧。
So when I was having my first surgery,
神俾咗一个圣经我。
God spoke to me.
佢话耶和华喺耶利米书十七章第十四节，耶和华，我同神祈祷，求你医治我，我便痊愈；拯救我，我便得救，因你是我所赞美的。
So it's in Jeremiah 17:14. He said, "It says, Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise."
喺嗰时其实我冇好惊嗰种心情冇嘅喺呢两个星期里面。
冇好驚。So in my 2 weeks in the hospital, I did not experience fear.
因為我覺得神會醫治我。
Because I believe that God would heal me.
跟住去到做第二個手術嘅時候。
So when I had my second surgery,
我就有另一個聖經俾我。
God spoke to me again.
係耶利米書又係。
It's also in Jeremiah.
32:17.
It's in Jeremiah 32:17.
主耶和華啊！你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。
It says, Lord God, Behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you.
我记得做第二个手术的时候，他要推上去五楼，经过一个见到天空的地方。
I remember when I was getting ready to go into the operating room for my second surgery, they pushed me to the fifth floor and I could see the ceiling, a glass ceiling.
好好天嗰日。
And it was a sunny day that day.
我谂起呢个圣经。
And I remember this Bible verse.
神里面系冇难成嘅事。
That there is nothing too hard for God.
所以喺跟住后屘一路好多弟兄姊妹嚟探我啦。
So after my surgeries, a lot of people from the church came and visited me.
跟住牧师问过我，有几个人问过，你知唔知产后出血好危险噶
？And pastor and a bunch of other people asked me, like, do you know that for you to bleed after having a child, it's very dangerous.
其实我真系唔知嘅。
I had no idea.
如果可能我知嘅时候。
If I had known,
可能我真系会好惊。
I might have been terrified.
就系因为我唔知。
But because I didn't know,
所以嗰两个星期我唔系好惊。
So I had peace and I did not feel afraid.
during those 2 weeks in the hospital.
反而出咗院嗰一個星期。
But instead, it's the week after I got out of the hospital.
嗰一個星期我先至驚。
That I felt afraid.
因為我唔喺醫院，我好驚佢隨時再流血。
Because I was in the hospital, so I was afraid that I might bleed again.
喺嗰個星期裡面，我覺得因為喺兩個星期醫院裡面時咧，我好多時間睇聖經。我一路係睇緊耶利米書，我差唔多成卷書都睇曬。
When I was in the hospital, I read a lot of the Bible, and I almost finished Jeremiah.
我感受神同我一齊。
And throughout all that, I felt that God was with me.
佢俾咗好多聖經裡面嘅鼓勵我。
And He encouraged me a lot through the Bible.
但係出院嗰一個星期就好忙。
But the week after I got out of the hospital, I was very busy.
健身要翻工啊。
健身 had to go to work.
咁我出院嘅時候，其實我個血咧之前係五點一，係即係去到好低嘅時候，個血色素係得五點一嘅啫。
The density of my blood, my blood was not good when I got out of the hospital.
阿黃醫生同我講話咧，正常最好就有13-14。
And I was off by a lot.
所以我五點一其實低得好低。
I was off by a lot of points in my blood, so it was not good.
到出院嘅時候都係得9.1.
So when I got out of the hospital, it was still not good.
所以佢出院嗰個星期又暈啦。
So I felt a lot of dizziness.
又血壓高啦。
And I had high blood pressure.
跟住又要照顧仲恩同埋仲謙啦。
And I also had to take care of my two kids.
仲恩又成日喊扭計啦。
And my son was always crying.
抱佢又喊，
so he cried when I hold him.
放低又喊，
cried when I laid him down.
食咗奶又喊，
I cried after I fed him.
總之係咪都喊？
So he was crying a lot.
所以嗰個星期係好辛苦。
So it was very difficult that week after coming out of the hospital.
但係我感謝神。
But I am very thankful.
佢俾我好多鼓勵。
That God has encouraged me a lot.
我諗翻嗰兩個星期。
And looking back at those 2 weeks.
神帶領我經過咗。
I felt the Lord lead me.
我相信佢都會一路帶領我經過以後嘅日子。
And I believe that He will lead me on in the days to come.
所以我覺得喺呢件事情上邊。
Through this situation.
我都唔明點解會有流血，即係生咗 BB 之後。
I do not understand why the things that happened.
但我相信神。
But I believe in God.
佢有佢嘅意思。
And God has His ways.
在醫院那兩個星期呢,
He has His plans, and during those 2 weeks when I was in hospital,
跟醫院那些護士啊, 阿姨啊, 很熟。
I became friends with the nurses and with the people in the hospital.
有時有機會跟他們分享。
And I had opportunities to share with them about God.
我記得有個護士跟我說,
I remember a nurse told me,
我覺得你不同。
You seem different.
因為其他啲嚟生 BB 嗰啲好似欠咗佢哋咁樣。
Because the other ladies that come to have their babies, they're different.
因為佢成日即係好似啲姑娘一定要幫佢哋做好多嘢。
Because it seems that the nurses have to do a lot for these ladies.
佢同我講話，即係流血兩個星期，其實我嗰兩個星期做咗好兩個手術，我兩隻手啲血管淤曬。抽血都抽到咗，就嚟冇血管可以再抽。
But for you, talking to me, I had during those 2 weeks, I had to take blood out of my two arms, and because the blood vessels were all clogged up, it was very difficult, and it was very difficult.
所以佢話：我覺得你好唔同，你冇怨到。
But the nurse speaking to me said that. You seem different because you did not complain.
我同佢講因為神咯。
I said because I have God.
所以我我覺得神係一個行奇蹟嘅神嚟嘅。
I believe God is a God of miracles.
因為去到第二次再流血嘅時候，健身好驚。
Because when I bled the second time.Kinson was very afraid.
佢今日晏晝翻屋企探完我之後，
when he went home after visiting me in the afternoon,
跟住佢就打開個電腦，
he turned on the computer.
因为我哋谂如果再流血，系咪要再切埋个子宫
？Because we were thinking that if I bled again, would we have to remove the uterus？
所以佢就上网睇一啲资料。
So he went online to look for some information。
佢睇到一句说话。
Then he came across
a line. 你相信神迹吗？
It says that, do you believe in miracles?
他哭。
And he cried.
所以我们一起祈祷。
So then we prayed.
我们相信神。
We said we believe in God.
我们知神是会行神迹的神。
We believe that God is a God of miracles.
他会医治我。
He will heal me.
好奇妙。
So amazingly.
就是那天晚上开始。
And from that afternoon on.
血停了。
The bleeding stopped.
就算是流都是很正常的恶露。
And even when it did happen, it was normal.
冇再大量嘅出血。
It wasn't like in huge amounts.
所以神系一个医治嘅神。
So God is a God of healing.
又系一个行神迹嘅神。
And a God of miracles.
因为嗰日嘅晏昼咧，我一入院嘅时候，我第一谂到一个圣经就系神喺圣经里面医治患血瘤病嗰个小女孩十二年。
When I went into the hospital, I remembered the Bible scripture that said that Jesus healed that.A woman who had this bleeding condition for 12 years. So when I thought of this, that story, I believed that God would heal me as well. And Kitty brought me some books to read. And when I had my second surgery, I read in those books that same story again. For my third time,
就是那天星期日的晏昼没流血开始
which is the afternoon, which is a Sunday afternoon when I stopped
bleeding. Linda 发了一个短信给我
Aunt Linda sent me a message, which was also that passage.
我心里面很平安
and I felt a lot of peace.
我相信神的医治
I believe that God would heal me.
跟着就是这样好回出院
So then I got well and I got out of the hospital.
在出院之后我有很多谢教会弟兄姊妹来探望黄医生黄太他们给我很多的鼓励在医院和在家里。
After I got out of the hospital, I was very fortunate and thankful that so many of you have come to visit me, like Stanley and Wong Tai.
所以很多人来探望 Shirley, 她都跟我祈祷我很舒服。
And also Shirley, she prayed with me and it was very nice.
夏姐姐啦，牧师啦，师母、编牧师，好多人讲唔晒，漏咗唔好意思。
So there's so many people who came and can name them all here. And
我分享系咁多。
That's all.
小朋友可以去住学先，好冇？我分用翻嗰、那个，用翻嗰、那个。
Kids Sunday School。
系，系咁，小朋友，我哋可以跟住学导师翻去住学房。好啦，大家早晨。
Morning, everybody。
我唔知道大家听完呢两个分享点啦，但我依家嘅心情系非常之兴奋，同埋又好平安。
I don't know what you felt about what you all just heard, but I was really blessed by it and felt a lot of peace。
我想讲咧，由我朝头早翻教会。出门口到听主学，再听敬拜，再听完浸母哥个分享之后，我系完全好兴奋，即系好似肾上腺上升，好想做运动嗰啲。
Wow, yes.
但系跟住听完李英姐嘅分享之后咧，我唔知点解我个心好平安，好喜乐，即系系成个人即刻 cool down 咗，冷静咗，好正。
Yeah, after he just heard all that again, he's felt really peaceful and blessed by all that.
我唔知大家听完呢样分享点啦，但系总之好鼓励我，真系俾我一个好感动嘅心啦。
He was really moved by that, and I don't know how you all felt, but he was again blessed.
咁好啦，因为时间关系，所以我同卡尔就会好快咁讲一讲我哋嘅报告。
And because of time, we're just going to go through the church bulletins and look what we have here quite quickly.
咁第一點，大家應該都記得啦，唔使講，係咪啊 ，Kyle？
Yeah, and the first point, we don't have to repeat ourselves, right? About turning off your phones during service, put on silent, please.
大家記住將手機靜音啦。咁我哋咁大家我哋都有一啲意象分享會同埋一啲機構報名啦。意象分享 sharing.
Oh, we have two events sharing about their ministries. If you look at number 6 and 7.
咁大家可以去到 即係去到 Bible 版，可以自己都有啲意象分享嘅內容同埋資訊。
Also, other ministries in the back bulletin, you could look at them sharing about their ministries and how you can get involved if you like.
咁我哋都有外言啦，説完咗之後咧，大家交費嘅話，就可以去出嚟即係度交費。
And after a service, we're having our monthly love feast together. And if you haven't paid for the fee, please find Choile right here and give her the, I think it's $40.
同埋我都好希望大家食完咗之後可以留步，可以幫手清潔。
And if you after we're eating, it would be great if you want to help clean up together.
咁仲有咁如果大家有咁樣去浸禮嘅話咧，即係有咁樣浸禮，咁可以聯絡翻司母同白牧師。
And we're having our annual baptism in October 1st. If you want to sign up for that, it's in the back, and you could talk to Pastor Rusty's wife Kitty and get involved for that.
咁我都見到好多有啲新朋友嚟啦，但因為時間關係，我哋唔可以逐一介紹你哋。咁我哋一齊鼓掌，歡迎佢哋啦！
Oh, welcome our new people who have come today. Welcome you.
咁我哋睇一睇代禱事項。
And we could look at the prayer request on the last page.
係啊，咁都講到Rachel 平安喺到美國，即係翻到美國啦。
Praise the Lord that Rachel, she's back. Pastor Rusty's oldest daughter, she's back in America and will be studying school again in September.
咁都為到一啲有病痛嘅姊妹弟兄咁樣祈禱啦，我哋都可以。
And you'll see the rest of the prayer requests for our brothers and sisters. Please lift them all up.
咁我哋依家一齊低頭禱告，我哋好冇？
And we'll pray for the offering now.
亲爱的主耶稣，好感谢你啦，俾我哋今日翻到嚟嘅时候，途中一直都有阳光嘅。虽然今朝早系有少少雨嘅，但系我哋途中嘅时候都停晒雨，好好嘅阳光咁照耀我哋啦，咁样俾我哋可以平安咁翻到嚟。即系求主你都可以为到代祷事项嘅弟兄姊妹祷告啦，即系希望可以将佢哋一切嘅忧虑啊，一切嘅伤痛，一切嘅病痛都可以全然交托俾你嘅，即系求你医治佢哋同埋纪念佢哋。主啊，亦都为到我哋一阵间嘅奉献祷告啦，即系求主你可以预留我哋少少嘅奉献，去用喺教会嘅事工上。亦都好多谢你呢一个星期俾我哋嘅祝福，俾我哋嘅充足。即系求主你可以同埋俾我哋依家可以诚心咁样敬拜主你，同埋安静我哋嘅心灵，听牧师嘅讲道。我哋上嘅祷告奉主耶稣名求，阿门。
我们准备奉献，我请司事准备帮我们收奉献。用尽用尽我心敬拜，赞美赞美救主尽力侍奉侍奉我的神，道路顺服顺服我主带领，爱我爱我救主日夜护佑护佑赐安慰，唯愿倾心你完全完全奉献仰望，一心敬拜以真心颂唱，尽是尽是你恩情，齐用真心灵完全完全奉献仰望，一心赞美我的生命祭，尽为尽为你摆上。
再次
活着，用尽用尽我心敬拜，赞美赞美救主尽力侍奉侍奉我的神，道路顺服顺服我主带领，爱我爱我救主日夜护佑护佑赐安慰，唯愿倾心灵完全完全奉献仰望，一心敬拜以真心颂唱，尽是尽是你恩情，齐用真心灵完全完全奉献仰望，一心赞美我的生命祭，尽为尽为你摆上。
再次
活 着，用尽用尽我心敬拜，赞美赞美我主尽力，侍奉侍奉我的神。信服信服我主带领，爱我爱我救主日夜护佑护佑赐安慰，唯愿倾心灵完全完全奉献仰望，一心敬拜以真心重唱，尽是尽是你恩情，齐用真心灵完全完全奉献仰望，一心赞美我的生命祭，尽为尽为你摆上。
我们每一个弟兄姊妹朋友都愿意将我们的生命奉献给我们的主，我一起跟隔壁的朋友握手互祝平安。
好，而家我哋面对一个现实嘅情况。
We are faced with a reality situation right now。
因为我大头虾唔记得叫啲小朋友去主学嘅。
Because I forgot to ask the children to go to the Sunday school。So，
我啲时间系。仲有十分钟，但我唔知主学，我哋完咗佢未完啊。
So we've got 10 more minutes in our service, and we'll be done, and they won't be done.
咁啊，你哋记得头先我哋有个好靓嘅设计咗一个嘅奉献BB 奉献嘅证书嘅。咁啊，头先记得攞翻啊，文芳你都有啊。
We've got a nice little baby certificate for the parents to remember this commemorable day, so be sure to get that before you leave.
咁我哋好快咧，就不如我哋打开圣经睇彼得前书第三章，好快简短啊，想讲喺第一堂咧，我就讲咗一篇，不过可惜冇录音。咁啊
，Turn it with me to your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. I shared this message in the first service, but we didn't record it. But I'll just give a real brief outline of what we'll talk about.
我哋十分钟里边系希望将合神心意嘅信息俾大家，但我谂我哋已经听咗一个非常之重要嘅信息。
I hope in the next 10 minutes to give the message that God wants us to hear. But I think we've already heard the message from the Lord this morning, haven't we?
两个非常之感人的见证，
Two very powerful testimonies.
神是信实的神，
Our God is a faithful God.
我们信耶稣不是等于一帆风顺，
You know, being a Christian doesn't mean that you'll have a smooth sailing in all your life.
我们基督徒都会遇到冲击，遇到困难。
As Christians, we do face trials and difficulties.
但是神是信实，
But God is faithful.
无论是振武或者黎英刚才分享，都是看得到神是信实。很多时在经历到这些事，我们的信心更加是经过考验，更加是美丽。
And so often as we face these difficulties and these trials and we go through them, as Zhen Mo and Lai Ying shared and they've experienced, as we go through these difficulties, we experience God more and we see how wonderful God really is. So we are very grateful. In this Peter's 3:1-7, we don't have time to talk about this verse, but I want to make a little conclusion. We don't really have any time to share what I shared in the first service, but I just want to read from chapter 3, verse 1 to 7, and then just give a very short synopsis. 你们作妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不顺从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。 Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. 这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, 这正是因为你们不要以外面的辫头发、大金色、穿美衣为装饰。 Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. 只要以里面穿着长久温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。 Rather, let it be hidden. Let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
因为古时养礼神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰，服顺服自己的丈夫。
For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in the Lord also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands.
就与撒拉听从阿伯拉罕，称为称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror.
你们作丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他。
Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
主耶稣，我们求你今天在这个短短时间，让我们明白更清楚，你要我们家庭幸福，你要我们婚姻幸福，你要我们生命幸福。 靠主透过这个经文再一次确实让我们知道怎样行得合你心意的。我们多谢主听我们祷告，奉主名求，阿们。在这个经文呢，可能很多妇女不喜欢听的，妻子要顺服丈夫。
And maybe many ladies this morning don't like hearing this, that, you know, wives obey your husband or submit to your husband.
我不可以讲很多第一堂讲的东西，但是要告诉你，圣经是释放妇女。I
can't share everything we talked about in the first service, but I need to say this, that the Bible, the gospel has set free, liberated women today.
在未有耶稣之前，妇女是被捆绑的，是没有自由，没有地位。
Before the gospel, women were not liberated like they are today. They were in bondage. They did not have the position that they have today.
在古时社会，妇女是没有地位的，是一定要听丈夫话。 又係冇法律地位。In the old times, you know, women had to listen to their husbands. They did not have freedom and liberation like they do today. 你就係講中國啊，100年前婦人可唔可以讀書？ How about 100 years ago in China? Could girls go to school? 要扎腳， they had foot binding. 但福音係釋放婦女。But the gospel has liberated women today. 你哋今日坐喺度嘅每一个妇人，你要感恩，因为呢个圣经，你有今时今日嘅时候。Each of you ladies here this morning, you need to praise God for this Bible which has set you free. 虽然系咁样咧，呢个妻子要顺服丈夫，我哋听到觉得冇理由唔啱嘅。But even though we're set free today, we hear.Wives submit to your husbands. We say, I don't like that. 我哋而家系一个民主社会。Today we're in a time of democracy, right? 所以我哋民主，我哋觉得应该系投票决定。And so as democratic society, we should take a vote on everything, right? 但如果系婚姻里边嘅一夫一妻，两个人投票，少数服从多数，边个服从边个？But you know, when you're talking about a marriage situation, a husband and a wife, there's only two of you and you're going to vote on something and democracy says, you know, the minority submits to the majority. Well, who's the minority and who's the majority when there's only two? Huh? So 神的意思就是一定要有一个解决方案。因为很多夫妇呢就因为是觉得我们平等，我们是我赚钱我叻， you know, because so many couples today, you know, they think, well, we should be, you know, equal and equality, and I'm the one that makes the money. 好多时而家系女仔系赚钱多过男仔，系咪先？ And now maybe a lot of ladies are making more money than their husbands. So, 我赚钱我付出最多，所以当然我话事啦。And so maybe the one who makes the more money and puts out the more to the family, you know, I'm the one that's got, you know, say in everything.有些夫妇呢因为是找不到共识怎样解决的困难。 And so many couples, because they can't find a way to solve their problems, how do they solve their problems? 谁个发脾气最大声，谁个闹嘢最大声，那个就是话事的。 And so maybe it's the one who argues the loudest, who makes the, puts up the biggest fuss, that person gets their own way. Alright? 另外有些夫妻呢现在的现代社会就是各有各。And now there's some couples that, you know, in this modern society, I earn my living and you earn yours. I do it my way, you do yours. 我的事你唔好理，你的事我又唔干涉。You know, you don't worry about my stuff and I won't look at your stuff. 我又赚自己钱使，你又赚自己钱使，我哋大家和平相处。And so I make my money, you make your money, we live together in peace. 咁样算唔算二人成为一体？Is that two becoming one? 咁样嘅婚姻系咪真系相爱嘅？ Is a family like that really a family of love and peace? 神系安排咗一个婚姻嘅制度系有原因。God gave us the marriage institution for a reason. 神系安排咗系妻子顺服丈夫。是有原因。 And God arranged for the wife to submit to the husband for a reason. 如果我们想我们家庭幸福，我们想我们生命幸福，想我们的婚姻幸福，我们要是按照圣经的道理来做。 If we want our family to be blessed, our marriage to be blessed, our life to be blessed, we need to follow what the Bible says. 可能有些东西我们不明白圣经的意思，但是圣经的意思有它的原因。And maybe there's some things that we don't understand why the Bible says that, but there's a reason for it.
我哋黎英头先讲，佢唔明白点解发生咁多事，但佢知道神喺度嘅。
And like Lai Ying just shared that she didn't understand all the things that happened or why, but she knows that God was with her.
喺呢度叫我哋咧，妻子咧就顺服丈夫。
And here it tells us that the wives should submit to their husbands.
咁啊。这个讲到很多丈夫的一个问题，
點解要順服丈夫？點解神唔安排係丈夫順服妻子呢？ And maybe that there's a problem here. Maybe God should have said, you know, husbands submit to your wives. 神可以咁樣講嘛？要兩個人其中一個話事嘛？要一個頭係咪？ And God could have said that you just need one person to be the head, you know, to make the decisions. Why wasn't it the wife? 因為如果神話丈夫顺服妻子，所有的丈夫会说，为什么我要顺服他？好像妻子说，为什么我要顺服他？Because if God said, husbands submit to your wives, then all the husbands would come up and say, why do I have to submit to her? Why doesn't she submit to me? And just like all you wives say, why do I have to submit to him? He should submit to me, 是吗？无论是神选择是 A 或者 B, 都会是有这个问题出现。Now, even if God said for...Plan A or Plan B, it's the same thing. So, 还点要有一个人顺服一个，神就安排了妻子顺服丈夫。那这个不等于妻子是低等，不等于妻子是不得的。It doesn't mean that the wife is lower, it doesn't mean that she's not capable. 这个是一个的为了解决问题，为了幸福的，为了这个的组织家庭的一个的架构方面。And this is just a system that God put in place to make things run smoothly. 如果你睇以弗所书第五章，你会明白。If you look in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24, you'll understand. 以弗所书第五章廿二至到廿四。因为你们作妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主 Wives submit to your own husbands as to the Lord 因为丈夫是妻子的头如同基督是教会的头他又是教会全体的教主 For the husband is the head of the wife as also Christ is the head of the church and he is the savior of the body 教会怎样顺服基督妻子也要怎样顺服丈夫Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. So, in this 婚姻就是一个小代表，是代表人同神的关系。You know, marriage is actually a little representation of what life between man and God. So, 我们神是一定要有一个头，神安排了丈夫做家庭的头。好似基督是教会的头 And because there needs to be a head God arranged for the husband to be the head of the family And Christ is the head of the church 那如果讲到这里呢各位弟兄丈夫就要听的 And as we talk about this All of you husbands, all of you men need to listen 如果你是要做你家庭的头你要做一个有责任的父亲丈夫 And if you're the head of your household, you need to be a man of responsibility. 你需要做一个有决定性，你需要有骨干、骨气，你需要有负起责任，有果断的抉择。And you need to be a man of decision, you need to be a man of responsibility, you need to be a man of honor, you need to stand up and take your responsibility and do what God wants you to do in the family.今时今日的社会是缺乏男人会站起来就是有骨气的就可以担起他家庭的责任 Society today is missing out on men who are willing to stand up and take their responsibility in life 神要你做一头但是神要我们夫妻是合作的God wants you as men to be the head of the household, but he wants you to work with your wife. 我会时时同我太太商量讨论，问佢意见。I will always talk and discuss with my wife and get her opinion. 因为神唔要我哋做大男人主义嘅，个独裁主义者。Because God doesn't want us to be male chauvinists, see, God doesn't want us to be dictators.你做家庭的头你要是肯跟你太太商量了解各方面的事 And as the head of the household you need to be able to be willing to talk, discuss and learn from your wife
我好多时都会同我太太讨论啲嘢，我哋嘅意见可能有唔同。有时我会翻去谂一谂，我唔同意佢嘅意见。经过一晚嘅祷告，我第日起身就话我要用佢嘅睇法，因为觉得佢系啱啲。So often when my wife and I discuss things, you know, I don't accept her opinion, but I go home, I'm at home, but I go to bed, I pray about it, I sleep on it, and the next day I wake up and I decide I'm going to use her way of doing it because I realize it's better. 这个就是做家庭的头，家庭的头是做决定权，但是是愿意开放倾下计。所以你妻子听到，妻子顺服丈夫，不要以为很难见的事，但如果你的丈夫是愿意仰望神和你合作，是很容易做的。 So don't be so resistant when you hear wives submit to your husbands. If your husband is a Christian and seeking God, it should be a cooperation, something that's easy to do. 但你看这个彼得前书第三章第一节，有这个另一个情况，我很快要讲。But here in verse 1 in chapter 3 of 1 Peter, it tells us the situation that Peter is addressing. 你们作妻子要信服自己的丈夫，这样若有不顺从道理的丈夫，他虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行感化他，感化过来。Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by conduct of their wives.
这个经文里面跟着讲到了我们的装饰，我们不要用辫头发啊，金大色啊，穿美丽衣裳啊。
And then down in verse 3, you know, it says, don't be adornment of merely outward arranging the hair, wearing gold and putting on fine apparel.
因为我们做妻子或者我们做基督徒的，可能我们弟兄都是的，无论是家庭里面或者在我们的工作或者社区里面，我们怎样影响别人。
Whether we're a Christian in the family, in our workplace, whether we're a man or a female, whether it's in our society, how as a Christian are we going to influence other people?
这个经文讲我们听是你的行为。
This passage tells us it's by your testimony.
你的行为，你平时的所做的事，可以让对方看得到你是基督徒。
And here it's saying, but by all the things that you do, others will see that you're a Christian.
医院的姑娘看到丽英说，咦，你不同。
As the nurses in the hospital saw Lai Ying and they said, you're different.
如果你有一个不信的丈夫，如果你有一个不信的太太，如果你有一些不信的家人，他会不会因为你在屋企里面的见证看得到你行为端正，
你的行为会不会影响到他说，我要你那种基督徒生命。
Are your non-Christian husband, is your non-Christian wife, or your non-Christian family members, are they going to see you, see your actions in the home, and they're going to say, I want what you've got because you're different?
好大挑战，是不是？我的行为，这个话，妻子，就是，怎样影响不顺的丈夫，就是用他的行为感化他。顺服他，爱他，关心他，照顾他。
How can a Christian wife cause her non-Christian husband to become a Christian?
By her love, by her submission, by her actions, by caring for this guy.
可能这个人是一个病态赌徒，可能他是一个走鬼，可能他是虾人，可能他是不讲道理的，你怎么跟他相处？
Maybe he's an alcoholic. Maybe he's an abusive guy. Maybe he's a meanie. Maybe he just does things, you know, that are irresponsible. How can you live with this guy?
爱他，关心他，用你的行为表现感化他。
Love him, care for him. Use your life to win him over.
有神喺度嘅，即是话我哋点样做呢样嘢呢？他跟着讲到这个衣着啊，打扮啊。
And then Peter goes on and he talks about our dress and how we look on the outside.
弟兄姊妹，我要在这一点停的，因为时间 太长。但是我告诉你，你如果注重外表，以为用外表，我的头发靓，我的指甲靓，我的护肤品靓，我的衫就靓，我就靓。If you think that it's all about the outward appearance and the hairspray that you use, the fingernail polish you've got on, your fancy clothes,
你唔好笑，男仔都系咁啊！我睇到好多男仔好要 chalk 啊嘛。
I see guys the same way now. You know, they just have to be that. You know, I'm the model here.
佢着啲衫就要最正嘅，最 fit 啊，最我系 ，yeah。
你注意注重你的外表多于你注重你的内心，你不会影响任何人，相信你的主。
If you're putting so much emphasis on your outside appearance that you're neglecting the inside inner man, you're not going to win anybody for Christ.
影响未信的人归向耶稣的就要讲到你内心，内在美，咪外在。
It's all about what you're like on the inside, not what you're like on the outside.
第二节讲明，这正是因看见你嘅贞洁嘅品行和敬畏嘅心。
In verse 2 it says, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
第四节又讲埋。And then down in verse 4 it even says, 只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
神要我们相信耶稣之后，我们原本吵闹那个人改变过来，成为一个人见人爱的人。
After you become a Christian, God wants to take that ugly person that you once were and transform you into a beautiful person.
神创造我们每一个人是美丽的，但可惜我们因为罪变成吵闹。
You know, God creates each of us beautiful,But because of sin, we become ugly, don't we?
我睇过无数个人咧，信咗耶稣之后，原本唔靓，变咗靓。
I've seen so many people when they first come to Christ that were ugly, and after they became a Christian, they gradually became more and more beautiful.
因为喺里边个人靓咧，外表都靓，无论用咩 SK2 咩护肤品，都做唔到出嚟呢个效果。
And you know, it's because of the Holy Spirit inside that transforms you from the inside, and nothing, no special cosmetic product can cause you to have that kind of beauty.
圣灵在你里面是改变你里面的人，使到你成为美丽。
And the Holy Spirit in you causes you, transforms you, and makes you beautiful.
所以这个经文你可以翻去慢慢慢慢思考，慢慢去想一想，我怎样影响我身边的人。
You can go home and think about this passage. How can I influence people around me?
如果你是一个基督徒的太太，你要学顺服你的丈夫。
If you are a Christian wife today, you need to learn how to submit to your husband.
这个顺服不等于呢，即是他做啱唔啱你心水，跟住佢翻嚟闯祸，你话佢听，嗱、啊、我一早话你听啊，你衰仔一早听我讲啊，唔会有今时今日。
Your submission doesn't mean that you know you submit to what he says and then it goes all bad and terrible and then he comes back and he says, I told you, you should have listened to me, you rotten wretch, you don't listen to me。
呢个唔系信服，真正嘅信服，就算弯晒，就算做错晒，你都喺佢身边支持佢。我们继续走过，不用怕，不要理我，支持你。
True submission is even when he makes a big mistake and messes up, you're behind him and you're standing there and you say, it's okay, I'm with you, man.
I love you. I care for you. Let's keep going forward. That's submission.
真正的信服呢，就是交托给神，得和失交托给神。
True submission is giving it to God. The end result, good or bad, it's in God's hands.
但我一定要补充，信服有限制，有限度。
But I must say this, submission, there is a limit to it.
如果对方要求你做不合法的事，或者是违背圣经的事，你就不要做。
But if this other person requires you to do things that are illegal, things that are contrary to the word of God, you don't have to listen to that.
如果你一个基督徒，他要求你拜神，你是基督徒，你企是你的基督徒的宗旨。
As a Christian, if he requires you to worship idols, then you're a Christian, you say, no, I won't do that.
如果他要求你做其他的，去打劫银行，你就不要去。
And if he requires you to go and rob the bank, you don't go, right?
信服有个限制。
There is a limit to it.
可惜我们在澳门服侍很多特殊群体，亦都有一个情况，如果是生命危险的，有些的败坏的人会做一些败坏的事。
And working in Macau with many special type of people, I realize that sometimes if there are some people that are really worldly, there are certain situations,
我们要学怎么去自保自爱。
Sometimes we need to learn how to love ourselves and take care of ourselves.
他意思是，如果我是一个危险的情况，我不信服对方，他打死我呢，可能我要脱离他。
Good. And what that means is this, I'm in a situation where if I don't submit to this guy, he's going to beat me and kill me, then I better get out of there, right?
所以信服有限制。
So I believe there is a limit to certain submission.
但一般的情况，神要妻子信服丈夫。
But in most situations, God wants wives to submit to their husband.
如果你学习这个功课，神会祝福你，给你幸福。
And if you learn that lesson, God will bless you.
可能你结了婚很多年夫妻，一直都是丈夫听你话，可能要改变。你的丈夫要争气，要有骨干，要做家庭的头，你就要谦卑下来，让他带领你。
Maybe you've been a husband and wife for many years, and the wife has been wearing the pants and ruling the house. If you're a Christian today, I say maybe, lady, you need to humble yourself and start submitting to your husband. And husband, you need to start taking the responsibility of this home and start leading the family.
注重内在美，唔好咁注重，唔等于唔可以化妆，唔等于唔可以着靓衫。但系如果你净系做嗰啲忽略里边咧，你就好大忽略。
Concentrate on the inner beauty. It doesn't mean you cannot wear makeup. It doesn't mean you can't wear fancy clothes. But if that's all you're doing and you're neglecting the inner person, you're missing the mark.
我已经超咗20分钟。不好意思，一起低头祈祷。
I've already gone over 20 minutes, I'm sorry, let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你今天我们可以听到这么好的见证。我们知道无论健身的家庭、浸母的家庭，面对这些事是不容易，但我们多谢主给他两个家庭有恩典。多谢主让我们的教会可以是因为他这些见证更加得到鼓励。主，我们需要你的灵是给我们可以有改变。我们知道改变由相信你、信服你而开始。所以我们恳求主耶稣今天用你的圣灵再一次浇灌在我们当中。可能有其他家人是面对困难，好像黎英，好像乐桥。主，我靠你，给我们有一个信心， 一个勇气可以是站立在你的话语上高，或者我们的婚姻是面对很大的挑战，最可能有些太太在这里需要学习怎样去顺服丈夫，可能有很多的丈夫需要学习怎样做家庭的头，主要求你教导我们，求你帮助我们，让我们可以活出好像你活出你的旨意一样，以致我们生命里面那个内在美散发出来，让更多人可以看得到耶稣你的美德。多谢主耶稣听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，